News from UNIFIL. As the security situation in South Lebanon remains tense, UNIFIL continues to call for restraint and de-escalation. In light of ongoing hostilities, the mission remains focused on its core mandate under UN Security Council Resolution 1701 to reduce tensions and bring back stability along the Blue Line. UNIFIL spokesperson Andrea Tinenti explains the mission's ongoing efforts amid these challenges.
During this period, we are witnessing a dangerous and volatile situation that continues to put civilians at risk. UNIFIL is in constant engagement with all the parties to prevent further escalation and ensure that tensions do not spiral out of control. This includes calling on the Israeli Defense Forces to fully withdraw from Lebanese territory. At the same time, we urge the Lebanese side to work toward ensuring that UNIFIL's area of operations is free of unauthorized weapons and armed groups. Our coordination with the Lebanese army remains essential, especially during this challenging period. UNIFIL supports the redeployment of the Lebanese army in the south. It continues to assist in opening roads and facilitating access to critical areas. Our demining teams are working to clear unexploded ordnance left from the recent conflict, ensuring the safety of civilians and also ensuring the safety of the Lebanese army and peacekeepers. These efforts are vital in restoring normalcy and allowing displaced communities to return.
Tinenti reiterated the need for diplomatic solutions.
We strongly urge all sides to prioritize diplomatic efforts and avoid actions that could lead again to a wider conflict. Since the 8th of October 2023, the region has endured immense suffering, with lives lost, communities displaced, and widespread destruction. A lasting solution can only come through de-escalation, dialogue, and full implementation of Resolution 1701. And peacekeepers continue to support all efforts to get there.
On 25 March, UNIFIL and the Lebanese Armed Forces renewed their cooperation on demining in South Lebanon, extending UNIFIL's support until December 2026. Signed by UNIFIL Chief of Staff Major General Jean-Jacques Fatinet and the Director of LAF's Lebanon Mine Action Center, Brigadier General Jihad Bashalani, the agreement formalizes UNIFIL's continued assistance in mine clearance and explosive ordnance disposal. The renewal of the MOU is a testimony of UNIFIL's commitment to support Lebanese authorities, said Major General Fatinet. UNIFIL currently deploys demining teams from China and Cambodia, with new explosive ordnance reconnaissance teams from France joining efforts after the recent conflict. On 24 March, UNIFIL Indian peacekeepers launched their first unexploded ordnance awareness campaign at El Meri Public School in South Lebanon. Conducted with Shield NGO, the session educated 57 students on unexploded ordnance risks as outdoor activities increased with the arrival of spring and the end of Ramadan. Major Ranjan Singh Bhanuka of the Indian Battalion said children's curiosity can be dangerous when encountering UXOs, stressing the importance of awareness to prevent accidents. The campaign will continue in other schools, reinforcing UNIFIL's commitment to community safety in South Lebanon. On 21 March, Spanish and Indonesian peacekeepers serving with UNIFIL donated essential supplies to Suwanee Village, focusing on education, healthcare, and basic needs. The donation included school materials such as blackboards, desks, and chairs, along with clothing, blankets, baby strollers, and 200 kilograms of chickpeas. During a ceremony at the Suwannee Social Development Center, local authorities received the donation, with Mayor Hassan Hamadi expressing gratitude. This generous contribution from UNIFIL is a testament to the strong partnership between UNIFIL and the people of South Lebanon, he said. Through such initiatives, UNIFIL peacekeepers continue to support local communities and improve living conditions in South Lebanon.